Trump signs order to bring IndyCar race to D.C. in August for America 250. By Nick Gilbertson on January 30, 2026. Washington, President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Friday to bring an IndyCar race, called the Freedom 250 Grand Prix, to the nation's capital for America's 250th birthday. Trump signed the order in the Oval Office flanked by Roger Penske, Fox Sports CEO Eric Shanks, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, and Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum, among others. Trump joked to Penske, "I didn't use an auto pen," taking a jab at his predecessor, former President Joe Biden. The event will take place August 21 to 23, according to the president, who added that he thinks the event can set a record for racing in terms of attendance. Duffy and Burgum, along with their departments, are tasked with designating a racing route that showcases the majesty of Washington, D.C. and its iconic national monuments, according to the White House. The order instructs the Secretary of the Interior and Secretary of Transportation to issue all necessary permits, approvals, and authorizations as expeditiously as possible to plan, prepare for, and conduct the race, a White House fact sheet notes. The Secretary of Transportation is authorized to use available funds to facilitate the race and coordinate with the FAA to permit unmanned aircraft systems and aerial photography to enhance public enjoyment without compromising nearby government facilities, it adds. The administration is also directed under the order to work with Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., to ensure roads, trails, and bridges are suitable for the Grand Prix. "This is a really amazing time for us as a company to support the 250th anniversary for the country. And there's no better way for us to bring automotive and speed into the D.C. area. And to have the opportunity to be able to compete here with our Indy cars," Penske said. "Certainly, the Freedom 250, when you think about it, it's just a byproduct for what the president has done during this year. And this will be an event, obviously, in August, which will make a huge difference," he added. Duffy noted the Transportation Department and Penske joined forces after they had been working on the project separately. "We, at DOT, were working on this concept. We didn't know at the same time Penske was working on the same project, too, and so we've come together, and Doug has been a wonderful partner," he said. "But to think 190 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue, this is going to be wild," Duffy added.